This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If I were to ask all of you right now today, what is the one thing that you want in life the most? I think that I can confidently say that all of you would say that I just want to be happy in life. That's it. I just want to be happy in life. And then if I were to ask you, what does happiness mean to you in life? Everyone's going to have their own means of happiness. Some will say that for a student, he will say, for me, happiness is finishing off my education. For a person who's just getting their feet wet in this world, they will say, just perhaps, you know, settling down, getting married will make me happy. Some person will say that perhaps finding a job will make me happy. Some will say that buying a house will make me happy. Not realizing that, first of all, when we talk about happiness, true and everlasting happiness only happens in the hereafter. True and everlasting happiness only takes place in the hereafter. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك إن ربك فعال لما يريد وأما الذين سعدوا as far as those who are happy, those who are filled with joy, they will be those who are in Jannah. Why? The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attaching happiness to everlasting happiness, which will only be in Jannah, because the happiness, first of all, in this dunya is not perpetual. Anytime a person becomes happy in this dunya, that happiness lasts only for a short period of time. When that same person who says, what will make you happy? He says to buy a new house. As soon as he buys that new house, there is a certain level of excitement when they sign that contract, when they get that key, they go inside their new house. But what happens after a month? What happens after a year perhaps? Now that same house is no longer a means of happiness for that one person. Every single type of happiness, that same college student, when you asked him, what will make you happy? He will say that to finish off my education. When he finishes his education, when he has this graduation party, after that graduation party, that happiness no longer is there. That same person who bought the house, now for him, he had that happiness, but now there is another added level of stress to maintain the house, to make sure that he has to buy the furniture of the house. So there is no such thing, brothers and sisters. When we talk about happiness, there is no such thing called true and everlasting happiness in this dunya. You and I, what we're looking for does not exist over here. It only exists in the hereafter. And there is no place. Now a person may say, if this is what I truly want, and Allah wants us to be happy, then let's go into the Quran. But if you search the entire Quran, I challenge all of you here, if you try to go and find any kind of happiness mentioned in the Quran, you won't find it. You'll not find anywhere in the Quran where Allah says, if you want to be happy, do this. Yes, there are very few places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you can be happy, but that is a byproduct after you have served Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me give you an example. Allah says in the Quran that فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah will give us a very peaceful life. Now, is that a means of happiness for many? Yes, that is a means of happiness for many. But that is not the goal. The goal is what comes before this in the Quran, where Allah says, "Man amila salihan, whoever does righteous deeds, min dhakarin aw untha, let it be man or woman, wa huwa mu'min, and they are a firm believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyiba." Then as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a peaceful life. But at the same time, when we talk about a peaceful life, then the person says, well, I'm a believer. I'm going through struggles in my life. How is this peacefulness in my life? And that is where we need to change the way we see things in life. This is the way, this is the place where we need to understand that it is not as we think when it comes to the matters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not an Islamic concept that more religiosity, more salat, more adhkar and so forth is going to bring you more happiness. No, brothers and sisters, when you look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he understood that if you want to find peace and happiness, the only way you can find peace and happiness is to understand our purpose in life. And our purpose in life is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that means that if I'm going through a good time in my life, I'm still understanding my purpose of life, and my purpose of life is to serve Allah. And if I'm going through difficulties, no matter what it is, I'm still serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is where we will find, even in that situation, we will find happiness. When a person is going through good times in life, they understand that all this is not perpetual. It is temporary. And this is from who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, a person says, let me serve Allah, because this is my way of showing my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He gave me this. But on the flip side, if a person is going through challenges in life, that is where shaitan comes into the picture. That you wanted happiness. You're coming close to Allah to find happiness. But Allah is bringing challenges upon you. And that is where the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes into the picture. That every single situation of a believer is good for them. In asabatu sarra, shakara fa kana khayrallah, wa in asabatu darra sabara fa kana khayrallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if he's going through good times, he is thankful to Allah, and that is good for him. But if a person is going through difficulties in life, there are many of us who are going through many different difficulties in life, and subhanallah, when you talk to people, they say, I wish my life was like that kind of person. I wish that when I see that person, I wish I had their life. And we need to realize, brothers and sisters, and we have to teach especially our children this idea. There is wallahi, no matter how much money a person has, how many different cars they're driving, how many times they're going on vacations and so forth, they may show the world that they're going through this happiness in life, but wallahi, there is something going on in their life that they're not sharing with you. You have no idea. There are tons of people I personally have seen. When you open up their Instagram account, when you open up their Facebook account, all they're doing is traveling and so forth. But subhanAllah, they called me and they're telling me, I'm going through anxiety in my life. You would think that a person who has gone through so many vacations, who's spending so much money, of living a very lavish life, where are they getting the anxiety from? But they're calling me and telling me, I'm getting anxiety, I'm having depression, I'm going through all these challenges in my life, this is my challenge, and that is my challenge. There is no person who is truly happy in this dunya. Yes, you can find happiness, even in your challenges. How so? By being patient and understanding that this is Allah's way of purifying me. This is Allah's way of bringing me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't see it as something that is negative, but we see this thing as a positive. So that is why, if we truly want to find happiness in life, brothers and sisters, try to understand our purpose of life. Simple as that. And if you understand the purpose of life, and our purpose of life is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our purpose of life is, and we understand that this dunya is fani. It's going to finish, okay? It's not something that is considered as perpetual. It is temporary. When you and I, we understand that my goal is not this dunya. My goal is the akhirah. My goal is Jannah. That is what I'm working towards. Then guess what? You're always going to be working towards that. You know, let me give you an example that, you know, subhanAllah, I've seen. I follow sports here in America a lot. And, you know, when you see people who, if you ask any young man who is playing basketball, for example, let me give you a very typical example. You know, many of you and many of our kids, we've heard this name LeBron James. How many of you that we've heard this name LeBron James, okay? If you asked LeBron James a long time ago, what is your goal of life? You understand? What is your goal of life? He would say to get picked by an NBA team, to play and to win a championship and be one of the best players in history. Okay, he got drafted, he played, he's won multiple NBA championships, he's considered one of the best players of all time. Khalas, your life is done. That was his purpose of life. You know, these sports athletes, you think that they're so happy when they're making millions of dollars. But you ask this, you know, these same sports athletes, there are documentaries that have come out regarding these sports athletes that, you know what causes them the most amount of anxiety is, what am I going to do after I'm playing? Because their goal and their focus and their purpose of life was to play. That's it. To achieve this title of being one of the best players of time. To make millions of dollars. There are tons of football players, basketball players, sports athletes who are thinking, what am I going to do after I finish? And they realize that that is a major portion of their life. Then that is when they say, okay, let me go start a school. Let me go do this. Let me go do that. Let me do this. Let me do that. Because they're trying to fill up. They now are at a point. They're trying to find their purpose of life. You understand? So now they'll put their hands on anything they can just to find some purpose of life. Because now they realize, these are athletes who have met other athletes after, you know, post-retirement. And these people are saying, it just took us a very long time to find something to do. It took us a long time to find our purpose of life. As a Muslim, this is what brings us happiness, is to understand our purpose of life. For these people, they had a very temporary purpose. They have fulfilled their purpose. Now they have no idea what to do. Now they cannot find happiness, and they're trying to find happiness. So the only way, this is why Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is an ayah of the Quran that tells us our purpose of life is to recognize Allah, to serve Allah. Even if it comes down to our challenges, we will put our trust in Allah and we will find some kind of happiness in that. In this whole Gaza situation that has been happening, is on the minds of every single believer. And wallahi, we talk about going through difficulties and so forth. Their difficulties are far more severe than our difficulties. And wallahi, their iman is far more better than our iman. Their tawakkul in Allah is far more greater than our tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet you see the same people, their houses are getting bombed, but they're standing outside looking at their house that is in rubble. And the only thing they can say is what? Alhamdulillah. They find happiness in that. Why? Because they know they're serving a greater purpose of life. They understand that this is temporary. So that is why, brothers and sisters, there is no, you know, when you see these brochures, you want to be happy, go to this beach, to this resort, to this vacation. There is no such thing called true and everlasting happiness. True everlasting happiness only happens in the hereafter. But you want to find true happiness in right now in this dunya, in this temporary dunya, try to find it in our purpose, which is to serve Allah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will then give you a life. Even if there are difficulties, Allah will help you navigate around those same difficulties that other people are not able to navigate around them. So that is why this is an idea that we have to think about. There is no place in the Quran that says, you want to find happiness? Do this, 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 and this, and you'll be happy. No. Happiness, when Allah talks about happiness and content, is serving Allah and finding our purpose in life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq and understanding of these things. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.